This episode of WTF Landier Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
Canada will supply Ukraine with 4 Leopard 2 main battle tanks in the coming weeks.
The Canadian government is stepping up, agreeing to join allies in sending more heavy weapons to Ukraine.
These tanks will allow Ukraine to liberate even more of its territory and defend its people from Russia's brutal invasion.
The tanks were just part of the aid announced by Defense Minister Anita Anand in Ottawa today. Canada will also provide trainers, spare parts, and ammunition to Ukraine, leaving open the possibility of sending even more tanks in the future. This after Germany gave its approval to send the German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine on Wednesday. Germany also pledged to send 14 of the country's own stock, while the U.S. agreed to send 31 of its M1 Abrams battle tanks. These latest announcements prompting outrage from Russia, a Kremlin spokesperson saying Moscow sees the delivery of Western battle tanks as, quote, direct involvement in the conflict from the West. Russia escalating its attacks this morning, launching a barrage of missiles during rush hour, killing at least 11 people and wounding 11 others. In Kyiv, at least one person was killed and 2 other people were wounded when non-residential buildings were struck by a missile. This woman's house was destroyed after a missile landed in the street. She says she is now left, quote, without anything. Every room in her home was damaged. Damage also reported in Odessa, where the strikes hit crucial power infrastructure facilities in the city. Blackouts were reported with mobile water supply centers deployed during a temporary water outage. Ukraine's prime minister says Russia's main target has been energy facilities in order to deprive Ukrainians of both light and heating during the colder months. Charlene Close, City News.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Doomsday, my friends. Welcome to Doomsday. Have you got your tombs ready? What? Listen. Hi, guys. Welcome to WTF Landia Radio Show. It is your girl, Char Michelle. And I don't know how much time we have here on God's beautiful green earth together. But I do know what. We are 90 seconds closer to the midnight hour. And I know that sounded cute and all, but it's actually not. No matter if I said it in my best radio voice or not, that 90 seconds closer to the midnight hour is not a joke, folks. It's facts. Like, literally facts. Scientists have told us that this weekend we became 90 seconds closer to the midnight hour. And I'm not kidding. It's true. So, I'm just following along with what I'm getting here and trying to figure out how we can, work our way back to not the midnight hour, but I'm not seeing anything that's telling us that we're going to get closer to the midnight hour. So here we are. I mean, further away from the midnight hour. So here we are. Anyways, okay, now breathe. This is your girl, Char Michelle. And I'm flustered as all get down. However, I am hopped up on my favorite drink. I should start doing coffee segments. This one is Gusto Nespresso coffee, chocolate, dark chocolate coffee, which is really delicious. It's just a tad, a hint of dark chocolate that you can smell. And the flavor of it is so light and airy. And it's good. Nespresso, mini pixie Nespressos are my favorite now that I got one for Christmas. Thanks to my good friend, Rachel Harrison. Love you, kid. You're amazing. Okay, now that we get, that's a smoke break. If you've never joined us here at WTF Land, your radio show, welcome to the show. And that would be considered a smoke break. You step out of the room, have a breather, and we jump back in the room because it's about to get popping. And we can call this room the cigar lounge for this one. Because looks like the U.S. and Canada are interested in going ahead and sending over some heavy artillery over to Ukraine. And we're going to see if that can help them get back on their feet. Now, I want to go on to say, before I dive into this hot topic segment of WTF Landy Radio Show, I want to go ahead and say, you know, I send my love and prayers to the people of Ukraine. I do realize that this is not the easiest times. War is never advantageous for the people, rather for those that are in power. Usually they're fighting to get their way, and the people are the innocent bystanders. So Ukrainian people, I am praying for you. That's it. I'm praying for the American people and the Canadian people. Because let me tell you what, it is going to be, it's going to have to be said that as we are sending funding, Biden just asked to send a couple, 6 billion more million or billion dollars over and to keep funneling it. I don't want to say funneling it. That's not the right word. Zelensky. We're going to leave Ukraine out of this. We're just going to talk Zelensky. To send over to Zelensky some dollars and let him distribute it where he sees his country needs it. Zelensky, Vlad Zelensky, would be the president that would have been the actor, celebrity, comedian, you know, and turned prime minister. I don't know what they call him there. I think maybe the prime minister over there in Ukraine. And now he's acting as the president or the prime minister. And it's quite the role, if you ask me to play. I mean, I was the chairman for the PAC board. And I thought I would not come out of that year without gray hair. So I pulled away and I said, the kids are on their own. I hope that you guys can do it. Bake sales. Call me when you need a bake sale. And then I can help. Other than that, I'm going to step away. So I did. And, but yeah, no, it's a role to play. It's definitely, I always wonder how it's, I can't understand how Biden is in the office for this long. And I tell you, the guy thinks human beings are scratch and sniff snick stickers. That's how I feel about him. He's sniffing on everything. He's sniffing on everything walking. I would imagine that Biden is one of those people that farts in his hand underneath the cover and just whops it up towards his nose real quick. I don't know, we have to ask Jill. We have to confirm that. Run that by Jilly Biden. But maybe Hunter Biden has that on his laptop. I'm not sure, but I want to know. I feel like it is. I feel like he does that. I feel like he farts in the cuff of his cup of his hand and, and just sniffs. It's like, because he, when he sniffs people, he's going in for a long haul. He's getting in there. He's like, and then he comes out and he's probably low on air. That's probably why he doesn't really know what he's doing. Because he said, we're going to send some money off to the Ukraine, but I'm going to let you guys hear it for yourself. And we're going to go over and hear about what Zelensky has to say about those of us countries who are, you know, sending money over to Ukraine and doing it the Ukrainian way.
That American business can become the locomotive that will once again push forward global economic growth. We have already managed to attract attention and have cooperation with such giants of the international financial and investment world as BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs. Such American brands as Starlink or Westinghouse have already become part of our Ukrainian way. Your brilliant defense systems, such as HIMARS or Bradleys, are already uniting our history of freedom with your enterprises. We are waiting for Patriots. We are looking closely at Abrams. Thousands of such examples are possible. And everyone can become a big business by working with Ukraine.
You heard it there, folks. My friends from the very horse's mouth, Vlad Zelensky. Or is it an AI? Or is it a robot? We have entered the dimension. CERN is opening up mega wormholes. I'm identifying with, at this point, a crack pipe. And Zelensky's letting us know all the business. But he's pointed out, like, as if the people who know that business ain't a little bit weary of that kind of news. BlackRock, JP Morgan, BlackRock owns half, BlackRock pretty much own humans. They own Ancestry DNA. There you go. They own a cloning facility. And JP Morgan, didn't they just get caught up with the Jeffrey Epstein thing? And then other people like HIMARS. And, excuse me. So wait a minute. Big businesses, you can elevate your business model by joining the Ukrainian way. What the freak am I hearing here? What? This is the Panto land. This is weird. I'm gonna call this show the Pantolandia because this is freaking wow. The world is a stage. Oh my gosh. Look, I've never been more uncomfortable with that news. Listen, this is what it sounds like. It sounds like a money laundering operation where you get to funnel, all the governments get to funnel their money into Ukraine in the by under the guise of being a good ally. I'm being a good friend. My friend's getting in a boxing match after school. I'm giving her the brass knuckles at lunchtime. That's what I'm going to do because I'm that kind of friend. So if you call me over and you need some help and we're good friends, allies, a.k.a., I'm going to do what I do. But at this point, Vlad, you talking about business. It ain't a business to wompity-womp somebody off at the lunchtime hours. You're talking, you got like a business plan you sent over for a whole war. People are dying in. What? Oh, no. Dude. If this isn't shocking or making your mouth drop down to the fleety floor, then I don't know what is. I would say if you can work through his high, thick accent there, Ukrainian accent, look at those business, those companies that he just named that's going into business with the Ukraine way, with Ukrainian way, the Ukrainian way, objectively speaking. Yeah. And then you let me know what it is that they have ownership over. And you tell me why we as an all of North America and any other ally that's friends with, Ukraine need to send in one, not even a dime. We don't even need to send a dime over there. Those people have more money than the person who, listen, BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Saks Goldman, they could buy a whole new Ukraine. What's that? What? Oh, hey, do their budgeting. I'm sure you can find that online while you can. Information's about to be hard to come by these days. They did do a big meeting at Davos that's going to counter misinformation. So then that if it's considered information you shouldn't have, maybe it's misinformation that you can't know about. So go and look while you can before Google's already tripping. I was Googling Bible verses and cutting and pasting so I can, answer people quicker when I have to go in the comment section sharing the word of God. And they told me I was bad behavior on Google. You would think I was looking up AR-15s and stuff. Like, no, that's not my brand. I'm just spreading the gospel, sharing the love of Jesus. And that, my friends, will be probably something you can't do in the future as well. But probably in the catalog of misinformation or some sort of love terrorism. Because you love Jesus and you want to share that Jesus died on the cross to save them from their sins. I don't know what kind of time we're here. So it's time sensitive. So I'm going to share the love of Jesus with you guys as I can. And let it be known that I'm going to let it be known that this is what I think. This is a podcast where Char Michelle is spreading her thoughts. Her thoughts. She's rubbing her thoughts together like two nickels, trying to create a forest fire of, information. But here's what I think. I think as we allies and stakeholders in this war, we're sending over every dime as we push our way into a recession with the homeless people that are homeless without homes on these streets over here. We're capping out. We're tucking into the governmental budgets and asking for more money that we can send over to Ukraine because BlackRock and JP Morgan can't afford it. Apparently, Bill Gates, Starlink, y'all can't rub your pocket change together for this. Why are we doing this? I thought we're all supposed to have nothing and be happy. That means you too, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and what's his name? XYZ Musk. Can we all get along and just do this together? You guys can put your money in there and we can just go ahead and pray and cheer that this conflict ends. Because again, we are closer to midnight hour on the doomsday clock than ever before. If we send more tanks, bear with me. My thoughts are coming together. If we send Canada, as you heard there, sending tanks. America has said that they would send more tanks. All today. This happened today on Thursday, January the 26th. We're going to be sending more tanks over the waters to Ukraine from Germany or whatever. I'm not sure how it works. And then when it gets there, I don't know where the underwater Scud missile that Vladimir Putin has sent that ship, but that can create some high damage, nuclear damage, I would imagine. Cutting wires all up underneath the water, making sure that we don't have any information because everything is going to get shut down after that. And then we won't have any more money. And here's where I'm going with this. Let's say we can't print any more money because all the trees are gone. After we've ripped all the trees out of the forest all around North America and sent all the money over to Ukraine. And then everything's bare, not a leaf in sight. People are hot, 50 degrees into Celsius into the summer. And walking around bucket naked. And we have no more money to print. Why don't we have any more money to print? Well, we have no more trees, people. Oh, no trees. But we have a solution. We've got a microchip. We've got enough metal. We're going to give you a microchip to put into your body. And then you can go and buy. And listen, don't worry about work. You don't have to have anything. You'll be happy. We're going to give you a budget, which I'm fine with. Give you a budget. And then you can go and swipe your chip over there at the local bodega where no one works there. Because AI is taking your chip right out your arm. It's fine. No one needs to work there. Don't cut anybody's arm off. If you cut someone's arm off, the chip stops automatically working. So don't try it. Okay? And if you're jamming people in the stores trying to use their microchip, you're on camera because there's cameras everywhere. Don't you dare try that. And you can't buy more than 2 packs of Coca-Cola. Well, you can, because BlackRock might own those. But you can't you can't buy more than 2 trips to Paris a year because your carbon footprint is just a tickle too high. So you need to stay put. You have a 20-mile zone, TMZ. It's a 3-mile zone that you can hop around to, like that little wall they're building in Abu Dhabi. Saudi Arabia, or wherever that is, Dubai. Yeah. And you can hang out there because we are heating this planet up and we're going to cool it down, folks. And you're going to comply because I am your stakeholder and I am Klaus Schwab and Yuri Harari and, and Billiam. And I own you. What the freak is happening here? I don't know, man, but I can't be reading the way I be reading. I have a degree in criminal justice, political science, sociology, and I'm telling you what. They should have never gave me the reading book. Because now I want to read too much and know too much, and I don't think that from what I'm gathering in the Google reading section of the library. Is that this is something that could be very, very, very devilish. Unless you're into becoming a microchipped cyborg. Let's hear about what a woman who is at the... first of all, we're going to listen to this soundbite. I'm going to share with you who it is and what they're talking about. And if this affects both you and me.
DARPA calls it transhumanism, military transhumanism. But in an interesting way, this is actually part and parcel of the whole movement towards robotics. It's not only making individual warfighters comfortable with robots, it's this idea of coupling man and machine and merging humans and machine. And DARPA is doing that with programs now with what they call biohybrids, which people might call cyborgs. You know, they are able to actually control a rat through a labyrinth remotely because they've implanted electrodes in its brain. They can do the same with a moth. DARPA in 2014 created a steerable moth by inserting electrodes in the pupa stage of the moth, which then transformed, the wings came out, and this part of the machinery is now part of the animal system. DARPA is able to steer a moth.
Hello, person. I'm not even going to dare call her it a she, because she looks like a lady. She's got lady, you know, whole lady vibe, but it could be a it. So whatever this thing is, it didn't have a name on the title, but this is at the World Affairs Council.
DARPA calls it transhumanism.
World Affairs Council in Northern California. And so you can research that, Google that up on your own time. You can actually Google it while we're on the podcast. Just switch over your screens and get to it. World Affairs Council, Northern California. And so she there is talking about DARPA, which I'm very unsure of. I'm not aware of that. Haven't actually gone to that. But apparently DARPA's into adding you know, jewelry into the human body, let's just call it that, that can allow a controller to control the device. Once you get that microchip in you, basically like that moth, you can be controlled from a lab. Oh no! Absolutely, biohumanism, cyborgs. What are we in the Matrix? Neo? You didn't warn us. You told us it was a movie. It was real life the whole time. I know a lot of those conspiracy theorists like to use the Matrix as, and I told you here we're gonna get to the Matrix, and here we are. That was an actual real life meeting. That was not a movie. That was a real. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? You want to be able to make humans do what they do what you want them to do? To control, like you can control a moth, control humans? That's what I'm getting out of it. I dare you. I dare not think that once that microchip's getting a human that we can trust that you won't use it to program us to do sit down and stand up. We could be playing hot chairs for a whole entire day and my hamstrings might and my, you know, quads might just blow out because they're burning. You just make me stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down. What? This is the kind of conversations that we're having on a large scale in meetings that are, but we're not even hiding anymore the agenda. The agenda is right out there. And the thing about it is some people are okay with this idea because they trust, you know, what they're being told. Hey, I'm okay with it. You say it's for only, you're going to only use it on moths. You won't mess with the humans. Okay, cool. I'll do it. But you make sure that you don't program me to stand up and stand down. Just program the moths, okay? I only want to be a cyborg to pay for my Amazon stuff. Stuff's coming over from China. I want to be able to access my Alibaba. You know? What? No one needs to work at this point. AI has got your job, okay? We don't have to pay AI for busting a kneecap on work hours. That's a you know, insurance nightmare. We're done with that. Now we don't have to pay humans in their own broken down bodies in their insurance. You don't have to. Once we own the robot, that's free labor. This is what we're entering to, people. And of course, this is just my hypothesis. I could be way left field. Could be nothing. Or it could be all of something. I don't know. But I know one thing. I know one thing is for sure. It looks like Sketch City, folks. Oh my gosh. It looks like. Oh, and so it looks like. This is what I was. And I'm going to round this out because I've got a meeting to attend to. But it looks like what's happening is as we are caring for Ukraine, which we should care for those people there. We love, look, if I don't love nobody, I love ratchet human beings. All of us are ratchet. Not narrow one of us on this entire planet aren't ratchet in some shape or form. And then ratchet can be used in a liberal way. It could be super ratchet. You could be hyper ratchet. You could be a ratchet bot. But ratchet means you just, we're all kind of, we all have our quirks. We all have our downfalls, but we're all human and we're all meant to love each other. So that's one thing I can guarantee you 100% unequivocally. Now, I don't mean I talk to everybody. That don't mean I share space with everybody because I'm very picky when it comes to that as well. But I do love people from afar. I pray for all of us because we're all one stone step away from just dropping down to the darkest pits of hell from being just ratchet and just letting sin rule. And so that's when I, as a girl who just is as a Jesus girl, a girl who loves Jesus and knows why Jesus came, you know, and his mission was to save, you know, her and everybody else. And so I know that I'm saved by grace. So I try to, now I'm in that stage, age and stage of my life where I'm chill. I'm raising my children, praying for, you know, all of our needs to be met as I work my way around, you know, life and with gratitude. And I trust God in all things, right? And so with that said, is like, I'm not going to be worried about it. But I do think that what we're going to do is bottom out the economy with this support, because we do care so much that we are giving over to Ukraine. And once you bottom out, you can't, like I said, once all the paper, all the leaves are off the tree, because we've printed enough money to just make the sun touch bare bottom. And we ain't got no paper left. We're gonna have to usher in that digital bank. We're gonna have to usher in that little microchip. And the microchip could be said, you know, it's gonna go in there and help find disease. It's gonna keep your money all in one spot, your insurance, your IDs, all in one spot. It's very easy. You don't have to worry about picking out your wallet. It's wallets are goofy. And they're heavy and they're just in the way. You don't need to do that. It's gonna take all of that and make that not be a problem, right? Create the problem, solve it. That's what I would do anyway. But then of course I'm ratchet. Just kidding, I would never do that. But you know what I mean? Like, so then you once you have given all your money away, then you just got to get that microchip in you. And if you want to be a part of society, you better accept the microchip or you can't live. You can't buy food with paper. We don't take money in paper anymore. That's an old school thing. We don't do money. There will be a generation that never knew that there was actual money to hand-to-hand money transactions. It's coming. Because that tippity-tap thing is going to be up next. And that, my friends, is where it draws me to this point. That right there in Revelations chapter 13, verses 16, which I like to refer to quite often here because it is, where we are in time. So you can hear my page turning because I do like to read the Bible. And I'm going to tell you what it says. Revelations 13, verses 16. He also, whoever he is, at least we'll find out, also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. Meaning, like I just said at the top of this, I'm trying to figure out who he is. Well, I'm getting closer because I'm just researching my way through life. This calls for wisdom. And if anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the man's number, and his number is 666. Now, if you don't know what that is, you guys go back and listen to the World Economic Reform Beast podcast episode that I dropped. It's fun. It's all satire and parody, by the way. So I'm just trying to get an invite to the World Economic Forum so I can see firsthand what it is that I can, help with or steer, the ship in directions, But yeah, so I have my ideas what that could be, but you're not going to be able to buy if you ain't got that thing in you. And if you're not into getting that thing in you, whether it's going to search out cancer or grow you a new arm or help keep all of your sensitive information inside of your body or turn on your car, maybe it opens your smart house. It sounds sick. It sounds amazing. It sounds fun. But it sounds like in Revelations 13, 16, it sounds like a no. It sounds like that's the mark of the beast. And that's when the Bible starts to get real end timesy. You can't, this is something that me, as a person who's reading this Bible, I have to consider is very, very, very on time at this very time. And it's not, the math got a math, and that 666 got a, it ain't mathin'. It's not mathin', but hey, it did say this calls for wisdom. So God, show me what it is, 'cause my wisdom is my thought patterns are bringing me to certain directions, and I just need to pray. and breathe. And in fact, as I do that, I wanted to share my love for you guys because I do love you so much that I care where it is that you as a listener may just end up going. And so I wrote this prayer down and I've kind of shared it on, you know, social media. And several people have said it is a beautiful prayer. So I wanted to share it and extend it with you. And if you want to come into agreement with it, then we're going to be hanging out at the same place when that doomsday clock hits 12, y'all. Because I've said it too. And so if you want to try to roll where I'm rolling, let's, you know, by God's grace and mercy, let's say this prayer together. So if you're ready to say this prayer, you can run it back. You can play this podcast section back over if you truly get down with it. And then you can, not have to worry about this whole doomsday, end timesy stuff. Because life's going to come at us fast anyway. Might as well chill and let go and let God, right? It's weird. But anyways, here it goes. If anyone needs hope for an amazing afterlife, please, please, please. You guys listening? Please say this prayer and believe. But you got to believe, okay? Believe it will be done. Okay, that's the only thing is you got to really put your heart and soul into it, believing that that this is a prayer that can change and will change your life forever. And you will not have to worry about the chaos and the dark days that are ahead because your afterlife will be secure. Amen. All right. So here it goes. Lord Jesus, Yeshua. Yeshua is his original name, so, or, you know, Yehosha. But we're going to go with the name that we know because Jesus knows our heart. It doesn't matter. You can call me Char. You can call me Charlene. Just don't call me late for dinner, right? So we're going to go with this prayer and go with Jesus because I know people like to be like, that's not his name. We're just going to go with what we've all called him and know that, you know, Yeshua is also, it was his name, right? His original name. But anyway, so here we go. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I openly and honestly repent for those sins that I have committed, known and unknown. Jesus, I believe you died for my sins so I could be forgiven and live a more blessed and protected life. God, send your angels to guard me. I receive you, Jesus, as my King, brother, Lord, and Savior. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Thank you for sacrificing your life on that cross for mine, Jesus. Holy Spirit, please join me on my walk with Christ, giving me spiritual discernment from right and wrong as I walk towards righteousness. And please allow me to lead others to come to know who God is through his son Jesus's sacrifice on that cross. This I pray honestly and urgently. Amen. Congratulations and get excited because, you know, literally Yeshua, aka Jesus, is on. He's at the doorstep knocking. Can you hear that? That's Jesus. Yeshua. Don't be at the door waiting. Don't look up at the sky. Just be ready. Meaning if you make a mistake, whatever, you're a human being. Repent. Be like, Lord, forgive me. After you've said that prayer, you are saved by grace. Praise the Lord. You are good. Now try to get baptized. If there's a church in your area, go and say, schedule a baptism. But if you can't get baptized before Jesus comes, he knows your heart. Don't worry about it. You say, Lord, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. And that's just the Holy Spirit is who God left behind after Jesus died. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. You ask questions, you have prayer. If you pray and you want direction, I always personally ask the Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me, Holy Spirit. What do you want me to know? And I'm telling you what, you will get your answers. I promise you. The Holy Spirit is a voice of God, right? And a liaison too, as well, to God. So, and you know, the Bible does say in John 14, 5, there's, or 6, there's one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. And so, you know, people will be like, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. Well, you can't, because God literally made himself flesh. He basically turned himself into Jesus. And he wanted to live a human experience in essence, so that he can, you know, make sure that we, you know, understood that we understood that he experienced what we experienced. Our God is such an awesome God that he gave himself amnesia, literally, purposely forgot he was God, in order to take up his cross as a man and die on that cross to connect himself with human suffering and his actions with our future faith. You know what I mean? Like, so he made himself a man, guys, and he called himself the Son of God. During his torturous trek to the cross, he could have said, hey, hold up, this suffering hurts, and snapped his fingers and retreated from the mission. He is God after all. Yet he needed to experience walking on the earth that he created and deny his flesh. And then, you know, the devil ushered through sin and completed, and you know, so when the devil owned this earth, he even tempted Jesus. He's like, hey, Jesus was out on the mountain after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He was offering him everything. One, if you just look around, this is in John. Look around. Anything you want right there, you just have to follow me. I'll give it to you. And Jesus said, get thee behind me. God says, don't tempt him. He says, well, jump off the mountain and, you know, you are the Son of God, right? Turn the rocks into bread. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Like all these things that he just is basically tempting Jesus, and Jesus, you know, had to deny him. And, you know, he did that. And yet he needed to experience walking on the earth that he created again, just to, you know, just to feel what we have filled. So don't even think that God doesn't know what the heck it is that we're going through. And if you think about it, no pun intended, the devil was a necessary evil to find out who really would fall into full faith to believe something and in someone that they have never seen in this dimension. You got to really be weird to believe in a God that you ain't never seen or touched, or just super cool and have full faith like myself. And so sin, you know, sin is the thing that we have on this earth that feels good, right? We can touch it, we can feel it. So denying ourselves that those feelings through faith that, you know, eternity can go two ways, heaven or hell, that's the challenge. You got to be like, nope, I know that feels good on this earth in this dimension, but in my afterlife dimension, that can send me somewhere that ain't going to feel good. So we feel God through his Holy Spirit, you know, whom he left behind after completing the mission on earth through his Son Jesus. Now, if we invite the Holy Spirit in, you may as well see and smell and touch God, because once you invite the Holy Spirit in, you encounter God on so many levels. I promise you guys, it's so great. I can personally attest to that. And he will reveal things to you and that you'll know. So just ask. First of all, if you just said that prayer, just ask God, reveal yourself to me. And do it in the silence of your heart. And trust it's going to happen. And scripture tells us that all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's according to Romans 10:13. Not some people, but all. Even people who identify with being Muslim or identify with being, you know, a wolf. If you call on the name of the Lord, you're like, you know what, Lord? Every Christian that I've met told me that I suck and that you're going to hate me because I practice homosexuality, or I'm, you know, a sinner, or I murdered, or I, you know, had an abortion, or I whatever. Everyone's told me that you hate me. All those Christians that thumped that Bible have been telling me that I'm far from love and I'm going to go to hell. I'm telling you, you are the one that God loves, wants the most. He wants you the most to know that he loves you, because he died for you. The people who are the furthest away from, like, the worst off, who have been misled into living a sinful life, he wants you to know that that's why he came. No, you are not far from his love. You are absolutely not. You're closer than you've ever been. He loves you so much. He didn't come to, Jesus didn't come to heal the people who were well. He came to heal the sick. Dr. Jesus came for you and me, not the people who were perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. So don't even let those people tell you that. Okay? There's a saying that, you know, if people run from you because of, you know, Jesus, people run from you because of your proclamation, you know, of Jesus, that's okay. But if they run from Jesus because of you, that's a problem. You know, I want to make sure that we know. And I think I've been one of those people sometimes that was just like one of those halfway Christians that was like, I don't think I ever told people they're going to go to hell. That's not my brand. But I was like living a Christian life, but smoking and drinking and just not being a great person at some point in my life, many years ago, but still. And so how could anybody identify me with being a person who followed Christ by that lifestyle? It's hard. I just like everybody else. But that's why Jesus loved me so much. He bought me out of that. He gave me the mercy and grace to like still be alive, to have been able to pray and move away from that lifestyle in order to be healed from it all. If he could do it for me, he'll do it for you. I promise you. I'm not even kidding. So he didn't come to heal people who were well. He came to heal the bottom, like I said earlier in the podcast episode, the ratchetest ratchets, the hyper ratchets, like you and me. So say that prayer, mean that prayer, find a way to get baptized in water, because the whole baptism in water is something that, you know, you don't, I don't personally think that if Jesus came back right now and you didn't get baptized in water, that's going to affect your standing with heaven. Again, he knows your heart. So just when you said that prayer, I pray that you believed it. If you need to say it again, if you need to run it back and hear it again, I pray that it finds you in a place where you need it most. And I look forward to seeing all of you in eternity in heaven. Later.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.